Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I received a notification that the payment did not go through. And I wanted to, I had made changes last month. My campaign was for $1,000, and then I brought it up to $2,000. Well, I need to bring it back down to $1,000.
I see. Okay, let me go ahead and pull out your account. Let me confirm that I'm speaking with George Clara from JC Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me just check on your billing. Okay, so yeah, you are actually paying $2,000 for Google advertising, and you wanted to bring this down to $1,000, correct?
I have to bring it down to $1,000, yes, ma'am. When I brought the increase last month, I did not see any change at all.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me go ahead and change it to $1,000. So the total bill will be $1,149. $1,000 for your Google advertising campaign, and then $149 for your local bundle. Is that okay?
What is the local bundle? What does that include?
That's for your local SEO, where we make you visible for the local map section.
Okay. How does that work? Explain to me how that works.
Yes. So the local SEO is actually our base product, wherein we manage your Google business profile, and then we manage your all the listings that's associated with your account, and then also we make you visible to the local map section.
Okay. So, if somebody goes on the maps, I should pop up. Is that?
Yes.
Is that done by Gibson? Let's say somebody from the next town over, they do a search. Is that done by Gibson, or how does that work?
Yeah, so what happens is that, for example, clients search for carpet cleaning service in the areas that you target, or any keywords that you have. In areas that you target, their business will pop out. For example, carpet cleaning service in Vacaville, California. So when they go ahead and do the search for that, they would see your business in the local map section. Right now, you are actually ranking at the very first.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to look for me in Fairfield is the next town over, how do I rank?
Let me check your target areas. If it's part of your target areas, then yes, you should be able to appear there. So let me see. What's the name of the place again? Fairfield?
Fairfield. Fairfield.
Okay, let me see. Fairfield is not included in your target areas. But let me check. I think it's part of the county. Let me see. Is Fairfield part of Contra Costa County?
No, Fairfield is part of Solano County. Solano County is where we're located. Yeah, that's where we're located.
Okay, let me go ahead and check. Actually, I tried to search for carpet cleaning service in Fairfield, California. You are in the first page. But your ranking is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You are ranking 6. But still on the first page.
How can I rank first?
We can go ahead and focus there. So I can go ahead and ask our team to focus on that area. So we will be creating more posts for you and improve your visibility in that area, so that we can work on your ranking and make you top there.
Because Vacaville is where I live at. Vacaville is where my office is located at. Fairfield is right next door. And then the next city right next door to Fairfield is Dixon, California. So the next one after that would be Vallejo, California. So those are the cities that I want to primarily be ranked number one.
Vegetable. Sure, no problem. We can go ahead and work on that. So I have here Fairfield. What's the other city that you wanted to add?
The other city would be Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, California, Dixon, California.
D-I-X-O-N, okay.
The next one, Vallejo, California. That would
okay.
be V-A-L-L-E-J-O.
J-O, okay.
The next one would be Benicia. Benicia is B-E-N-E-C-I-A.
Okay, got it. So we have Fairfield, Dixon, Vallejo, and Benicia. Okay, so I'm going to submit this to our Google team so we can work on your rankings on these areas.
Perfect. There is another city that's really close by. They're all really close. Let me give you this one. This one is called Winters, W-I-N-T-E-R-S.
T-E-R.
Yeah, T as in Tom.
Okay, W-I-T-E-R, correct?
No. W-I-N. It's like the season, the winter season.
Winter season. Ah, yes. W-I-N-T-E-R.
And then F. Make sure you add an S at the end. It's called Winters.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. All right. Any other area?
I think that's it for now. Those are the primary areas that I want to focus on.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and target these areas, and then...
Oh, actually, you know what? No, I forgot. Napa.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Napa. N-A-P-A.
Okay. All right, let's add it. So Fairfield, Dixon, Vallejo, Venetia, Winterf, and Napa.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, you do have Google advertising. Would you like to go ahead and target these areas as well?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Target on. Okay. And then, okay, so going back to your billing. Okay, so going back to your billing, I have narrowed it down to $1,000 for your Google advertising. Will I be charging the same card?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll be charging $1,149 to the card that we have on file. Let me go ahead and process that. All right, payment went through. Thank you very much. So, I'm going to go ahead and send this over now to our team to go ahead and actually apply the revision. So, again, we will add these areas that you will be targeting, and these areas will be targeted as well with your Google Ads campaign.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. Anything else?
No, ma'am. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that this works because it has been really, really slow.
Oh, have you thought about doing Google Guarantee and Yelp Ads as well?
I've done Google Guarantee and I did not like that at all.
How about Yelp Ads?
I am with Yelp. I advertise with Yelp.
But are
already.
You running? Ah, okay. I see. Well, those are actually two great campaigns as well. But of course, there are things that needed, like what I would, for example, if it didn't work well with, for example, with a Google ad, a Google guarantee, sometimes it needs a little twerk on the account. Like there are revisions that needed to be done in order for it to like work. Cause there are still like different strategies, but hopefully whenever you're ready, like to try it again, please do not hesitate to contact us here. Okay.
Yeah, no, Google Guarantee was, I was being charged for phone calls that were coming in that were not even, and you know how their phone calls are being recorded? We were able to tell that those calls were not legit phone calls. And I was still being charged for that. And it was being charged a lot. It was like $7, $8 a phone call.
Did you run your Google Guarantee campaign yourself? Or did you have us or somebody?
No, it was you guys who were doing it.
Ah. Did you discuss, like, having it disputed? Because there is an option to appeal on these leads. For example, if they are not valid leads, we usually appeal that one to Google so we can get credit.
No, we did. I disputed it. We did. And I got credit back. But I just didn't like the fact that if I wouldn't have caught it, I would have kept being charged.
Ah, I see. I gotcha. Yeah, that's how they actually work. But they have to charge you first. That's why when we do
that's
these
the
types of delivery.
Well, that's the reason I didn't like it. Because I was being charged, and then I had to catch the mistake. And then
dispute it. And the money. But it didn't matter.
If I wouldn't have been on top of it, I would have kept being charged.
Yeah. Well, you're actually right on that.
How does the Yelp work, you guys?
With Yelp ads, actually, we have, if you wanted to know more about it, I can go over and send you to our Yelp ad specialist because it's a premier campaign, so we have specialists that actually handles that. I just need to go ahead and inform them that you are already running ads, and then they will go ahead and discuss it with you. Would you like to transfer you over to that?
Yes. No, I have time for right now.
Okay, perfect. So let me just go ahead and check with our team, okay? One second. Let me see. Let me just confirm your Yelp Ads account. Because I need to include it in my escalation. So, because I see two, but let me see. It's 593-8047. Okay. Chase carpet. Okay, this one. in Bakerville. 595. Okay, gotcha. So for you actually have good Yelp account.
Is it possible for you to see, is it possible for you to see how many people are searching for carpet stretching?
Carpet stretching? Do you mean there in Google or?
On both, on Google and on Yelp.
On both.
Yeah. Mm,
let me see.
Because that is
carpet
a specialty,
right?
Yeah, that's a specialty service that I offer that nobody else does. So I want to know if people are actually asking for that.
Let's see. Let's see. Carpet stretch. Unfortunately, I cannot find that information. I don't think there is a way for us, but once I transfer you over to Amy, maybe they have a tool there, especially in Yelp campaign, and see, because Amy is actually an expert when it comes to the Google Guarantee and the Yelp ads campaign as well. So, she might be able to go ahead and answer you on that.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, let me see if she's responded already.
Thank you.
Okay. It looks like Amy is still hooked up on the call. Do you have a preferred time today? Or anytime today will be available? Okay.
She can call me almost any time. The only time that I don't pick up is when I'm talking to a client.
I see. If you're not available, she can just leave a message and then
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So I'll go ahead and tell Amy. So we can go ahead and you can discuss about the outback.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, ma'am.
No problem, George. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. We're good.
All right. Thank you again. Have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks.